Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, whoop.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy,
but every song's like Cold Teeth, Grey Goose, dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair,
and we'll never be royal.
Royal.
It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler. We count our dollars on the train to the party, and everyone who knows us knows
that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money,
but every song's like Gold Teeth, Grey Goose, dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair,
and we'll never be royal.
Royal.
It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
You can call me Queen.
Look at that, the gang's all here. Gang's all here.
I prefer aha.
Welcome. Welcome, gang. Welcome.
Well, you say about aha?
Hello.
Christy Peterson, you're here as well. Thank you for joining us today.
What? There's a show?
There's a show. So, a couple of things today.
On your what?
One.
Yeah.
Well, I told you over the weekend about what we had to talk about old Kanye. He's been going a little off the deep end lately. But before we go into that, I'm going to play his song that's generated controversy because of its video. Well, I think the song itself should create controversy because it's terrible. Absolutely the worst song he's ever put out. You guys ready?
Yeah, no,
yes, I'm ready.
No good.
Yeah, all right. Here we go.
Bring on the jam.
Niggas lame and you know it now. When a real nigga hold you down, you close to drown. Bam. Bam.
Uh-huh, honey.
What you doing in the club on a Thursday? Thursday. She said she only here for a girl birthday. They order champagne but still look thirsty. Rock Forever 21 but just turned 30. I know I got a bad reputation. Walk around always mad reputation. Leave a pretty girl sad reputation. Start a fight club, bad reputation. I turned the nightclub bad at a basement. I turned the plane around, your ass keep complaining. How you gon' be mad on vacation? Dutton winding around all these Jamaicans. This that prom shit. This that.
Alright, I can't do that anymore. I'm sorry. I can't play the whole song.
What was that?
That's Bound 2. That's the name of the song, Bound 2.
What was the sample in the beginning? It sounded like a cross between Peebo Bryson and Rick Astley.
I don't know. It sounds like something Quentin Tarantino would put in one of his movies, like sample song. But I don't know what Kanye's doing with it. Like, I don't understand what's happening. Like, the song is terrible. The video's even worse, okay? The song sounds like it was mixed on a Casio keyboard from, like, 1989. First off. Second off, the video looks like somebody... Do you remember those cameras that they made right before VHS became ubiquitous and people could actually use video cameras? Remember the cassette video recorders that they could that people used?
Those are cool.
Like you could record actual video on audio cassettes? He must have done that with like two black and white televisions and one of those video recorders because the video is terrible.
Yeah. They're on a motorcycle together and they look like they're humping. But it's like a fake ass motorcycle. Like, it's a real motorcycle, but it's just like a fake.
Yeah, like
you know they're not actually moving. And the background
is bad. It's really bad. Like the background looks
like stock footage from like footage.com or some shit. Of the desert.
From footage.com.
For real, dude. Some, like, you know, footage house that has stock bullshit that you buy on. Like.
That's actually where we get all of the video for this show, is from footage.com.
Footage.com.
So the song is really bad. And the video is really bad. Christy, what do you think as the representation of Black America? What do you think?
Have you seen or heard any of these?
I haven't seen the video, but from what I hear of the song, it sounded so
terrible.
It sounded what?
Mock?
Garbage.
It is.
Yeah, it's garbage.
Garbage.
It's bad. It's poorly mixed. Kanye's lyrics are terrible. He's got terrible rhythm in the song. Like, I don't know what's going on with it. It's horrible, and it's supposed to be his, like, you know, ode to Kim, which that makes lot of sense, because if you're going to write anything for Kim Kardashian, it should be really, really, really crappy. There's no soul to it. There's no substance. It looks like somebody slapped it together from parts of other things. I mean,
from
that's Kim Kardashian
com.
All over. Yeah, from footage.com. I'm pretty sure Kim bought her ass on footage.com. That's where she got her buttocks.
Well,
from.
She did. I want to see that website because I'm gonna have to check that out.
They have a pretty good selection of buttocks on footage.com.
Interesting.
Not bad at all. What
I want to see shuttlecocks. Do they have footage of shuttlecocks?
Shuttlecocks.
Shuttlecocks like badminton. Badminton.
Yes,
implements?
Like badminton. Yes, like that.
I don't know why you wouldn't just Google shuttlecocks.
Is that a game? Like Batman?
It's footage. I want footage.
Did you see the mock video that Seth Green and...
Seth Rogen and James Franco. Yeah, I know all of the Jews are all named Seth to you, Lou. I realize that. But there are different ones. Seth Rogen... played
Seth
the Kim
Rogen.
Kardashian role in the video, and James Franco played Kanye, and they used the actual song too, which is even funnier. But like, apparently some people were up in arms because James Franco lip synced the word nigger in the song, So people were kind of getting pissed off. Like, I mean, for comedy, a white guy can't even lip sync the fucking word. Get the fuck out.
Yeah, I was going to say, that actually bothers people. That's ridiculous.
Yes. They should be bothered by the real video. The way you guys described the video. You know?
For real, they should be outraged. They should, though. It's horrible. It's so cheesy. Anybody could have filmed that shit.
Like, if as bad as the song is, like, when you hear that song, you think, okay, this was obviously slapped together by an aspiring rapper in, like, high school drumline, right? Like, that was, that's obviously an amateur making that song. And then you see the video, and the video looks like it was put together by the AV club of, like, a special needs school. Like, that's how terrible.
Film Academy or something.
And honestly, I think I'm insulting the AV club of special needs schools because I'm pretty sure even they could do a better job.
At this point, the other morning.
Didn't you see Mr. Holland's Opus? They put on a laser light show. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, them special needs kids go all out. I mean, come on, Kanye West. Okay, so we have this terrible-ass video, and he's doing all of this touring stuff. He just... Do you guys know who Sway is? Christy, you might know who he is. Mick, you might remember him from MTV.
I know Sway.
Yes. What up, world?
Do you remember him?
Yes.
Louis, do you know who Sway is?
Sway? No.
Sway, yeah. Right now he's got his own radio show. He's he was a VJ on MTV. He was just basically, I don't even know what his whole thing was, but he was just like a black dude with a head wrap. Like he's got some kind of head wrap thing going on. That was his thing on MTV. That's the only reason I even remember him from MTV is because he was the only black dude I've ever seen with a head wrap who wasn't trying to cut someone else's eyes out.
Right.
Convert you to Islam.
Right.
So Kanye West has been doing. I'm not even entirely sure what he's promoting. I guess it's the video and his album and stuff. I mean, most of the time when he goes on these interviews, nobody gives two shits about the album. They never talk about the album. They want to talk about why he's such an idiot. So he went on we have two rap stations here in New York, and on one of these rap stations, this guy in the morning show over here, his name is Charlemagne, he actually put it to Kanye, and Sway did a pretty good job too when he moved on to Sway's interview. I don't know where Sway is based out of, but this guy Charlemagne said to him, he said something to him, and Kanye's like, oh, you know, what do you mean by that? And he's like, well, like, I just don't think you have any real people on your team anymore, Kanye. Like, I don't think you have anybody telling you when something's not a good idea. Like, you know, there's been times when you go out and you say some shit, and I'm just like, and a lot of people are just like, why would they let him say that? Like, why would, who told him that's a good idea? Like, what, you don't have anybody that's real anymore around you. Mm-hmm. Like, you've gotten rid of everybody.
Yeah, it's all a team of yes men, yeah.
Right. So then the girl on the show said to him, she was like, yeah, you know, like, who do you talk to when you want to know if something's a good idea or not? Like, who do you go to tell you whether you should do something or not? Who do you have to bounce ideas off of?
Don't
and he's
me.
Like, God. So God, it's one thing when people talk to God. You know, I don't necessarily agree with that, but I get that. You know, you want to talk to, you want to have a deity that you talk to or just some place in your mind that you can throw words at and hope someday that they'll answer you. But Kanye is actually getting feedback from God now. This is what's upsetting. Because first off, if God is talking to you, I mean, that used to be the sign of madness. Like, hearing voices, like, that classically is a sign of madness. But what's even more disturbing to me and what all Christians, all Muslims, all Jews, anyone who believes in God should be disturbed by is the fact that if God is talking back to Kanye West, what the fuck has he got going on? Why is God talking to Kanye West and not any motherfucking body else?
I mean, there's tons of things going on in the world that he could, like, be talking to. Like, he could be talking to rescue workers.
Well, listen, God doesn't want to waste his or her time discussing things with peons like us. He has to discuss things with peers like Kanye.
And, well, also changing his mind, you know, God used to be originally the God of wrath and violence, and then the New Testament, he flipped God of love.
It's whatever you want him to be.
Yeah, like, see, here's what happened. Like, the Old Testament was, like, the 30s, 40s, and 50s. Like, it was just all, like, wrathful, crazy government control. And then, like, the 60s happened, and that's the New Testament. Like, God found weed. God found acid, and then the New Testament came out and was like, oh, love for everybody. Here's my son, Jesus. You know, Jesus is just a metaphor for God's penis. Do you hear me? Jesus is a metaphor for God's penis. God wanted peace and love across the earth, so he put his eternal penis on the planet, and people crucified God's penis, okay?
I
ain't got no money.
Well, I've been reading a book about Jesus, actually, the historic Jesus.
Really? What? Because there's actually been quite a lot of doubt that Jesus ever really existed. Mm-hmm. There's quite a bit of evidence to say that he was never alive. There was no Jesus.
What?
Well, he was mentioned. Yeah, most of it, it's mentioned like a century after, so. I'm not sure if it's even provable. But he breaks it down pretty good, how the first century, you have to look at it differently. You know, it's basically the Jews are under the thumb of, you know, the Romans, so it's more in the context of revolution. So Jesus would have been a revolutionary, like a Fidel Castro or something, and not a Messiah spiritually, but Messiah to them, what they were looking for was a military person.
Yeah.
Not that he was, but he was just a protester, if anything.
If you say so.
Whatever you say, kid.
My Jesus is a pro. My Jesus is a pro.
Let's get back to Kanye so we can get off of this topic as quickly as possible. So he goes on another show hosted by Sway, and Sway is telling him, like, you know, so why do you keep complaining about nobody wanting to help you in the fashion industry? Like, why are you so basically whiny about the fact that nobody wants to help you build infrastructure? Like, why don't you do it yourself?
Right.
Mm. And Kanye West, like, flips out on him. What, Louis?
Oh, my God.
All things that we have mentioned before.
Right.
Yes, all things that we have mentioned before. And so Kanye West, of course, flips out, and he's like, no, you can't tell me nothing. You don't know. And Sway is like, look, like, I spent hundreds of – you don't – Kanye West is like, you don't have the millions of dollars and blah, blah, blah. And Sway is like, look, man, like, I've done it. Like, I've put hundreds of thousands into that. I don't make the kind of green that you make, but I've put hundreds of thousands of dollars into this shit and tried to come up with something. And you know what? It didn't work out for me. I failed at it. But it doesn't mean I didn't try to build my own infrastructure. And you have the money to try to do that.
Right.
Kanye West was like, oh, no, well, you know, I have money. But I could lose money, too. Yeah, motherfucker. That's the point. That's the whole point of a business venture, is that you could lose motherfucking money, you selfish cunt.
which he can afford to lose money on any number of ventures that he's so passionate about.
Yes,
those leather pants, those leather jogging pants. That was not.
But he can afford to drop a couple million on leather jogging pants if he so desires.
But that's the point. Like, he doesn't want to do. I get that he's too spoiled to put the. To put the time in, but he wants to protect himself from any of the pratfalls that happen when regular people get into business. Like, he doesn't think that he should have the chance losing money. He thinks the whole world should just say, oh, well, Kanye's got millions of dollars. Let's make sure he keeps that millions of dollars. No matter what he does, no matter what dumbass fucking cunt ideas he comes up with, let's just make sure that he never loses any money. That's right. That's wonderful. I love that.
That's insane.
But he started screaming, and then Sway was like, why the fuck are you talking to me? Like, I have to give Sway credit. Like, he stood up to Kanye, and Kanye backed down. Kanye was like, I'm sorry, I love you. Because he's like, I'm not talking to, like, fuck these microphones. Like, fuck these microphones, Kanye. You ain't talking to me like that. Like, this is, I was trying to talk to you as a friend, and now you're yelling at me and all this other shit. He's like, you don't got to be coming into my studio talking to me like that. Kanye's like, no friends. And he's like, yo, I don't give a fuck. But turn this shit off. I don't give a fuck. We're going to have this shit out right now. And Kanye's like, no, I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry. I'm just saying, you know, Kanye's a fucking bitch. He's a bitch.
He bitched out, man.
Sway was going to get in that ass. That's what's happening. He was going to take his rap off and handle him.
Yeah, exactly. He was going to tie that rap around his neck and fucking go to town on him is what he was going to do.
Who knew Sway was... So hardcore with his raps.
Apparently Sway was. Yeah.
Michael,
I don't know. Like,
we remember we were listening to Opie and Anthony, and I bring up the backing down aspect of this. They were talking shit about Sarah Jessica Parker, how ugly she looked.
Oh,
recently,
yeah. Uh-huh.
How horrible. She got beat. Her face looks beat, et cetera. She's lost that youthful shine. So apparently her driver at the time was listening to Opie and Anthony and turned her on to it and was like, oh, they're talking shit about you. And so she proceeded
to call into the show.
Call
yeah,
in.
She heard it and called into the show.
Mm-hmm. She, you know, she confronted him, like, why do you guys got to talk shit about me? That's horrible. And they completely backed down. They're like, oh,
they
no, we're just
came,
kidding.
Yeah.
No, we're just, you know, shooting the shit here. And,
but you know what? A lot of people do that, and I hate that they do it, but one of the worst offenders was Howard Stern. I used to listen to Howard Stern all the time, but he used
oh,
to
yeah.
talk
he was
so much shit about people. But then once he got to, like, a certain level of popularity, all of a sudden, like, instead of just saying, fuck it, I'm more popular than these celebrities that I'm bitching about, all of a sudden he started, like, pandering.
Let's get in here.
I think after he lost his E! Show, he became and moved. He was irrelevant.
Yeah.
He went to do the one of those America's Got Talent, X Factor, Idol.
Yeah.
Star
Search.
Yeah. I don't know what the shows are now. The Voice, Idol, Factor.
Yeah, they're all the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on. Who cares? I mean, there's still some really good clips of Howard Stern interviews, because despite the fact that he really did back down a lot, he still, and one of the things that I used to respect a lot about him is that he would still ask the kind of questions that I wanted to hear from these celebrities and shit. I mean, you know, Howard Stern had balls, but they weren't consistent. Like, he would absolutely fucking back down. Like, especially if he sent Stuttering John out to annoy somebody and then they came in the studio, like, a couple of weeks later, he was kissing their ass. Like, there was
right,
he was a pussy at times. But there were other times when he was not a pussy and he would ask awesome questions. But, but you're right. And that's actually something that I even heard in most of these Kanye interviews is that they talked a lot, like, all of these DJs that interviewed him talked a lot of shit about him before he came into the studio to do his little press junket.
Mm-hmm.
And once he got in there, even this guy Charlamagne, like, only challenged him for, like, maybe a couple of minutes before he went back to kissing his ass.
Right.
And, you know, I think that's part of the reason why these people are so insulated is because, like, they're so afraid that they're going to take their business elsewhere. Like, who gives a shit if he doesn't like it? You're going to play his music and give him money. Like, what, is he going to be pissed off at you and not play your shows? Is that what happens?
Right.
Yeah, I don't even know what the repercussions would be of Kanye being upset at a DJ. Like, nothing would change.
Like, maybe he'd make, like, a crappy diss video about you with, like, a bad 70s background on a fake motorcycle.
He'd resurrect Anna Nicole Smith for workout too.
We should make a Bound 3, and it's just going to be like a video of a piece of apple just browning in the air, just getting browner and browner. That's Bound 3. That's the whole video.
Wow.
So I don't know if you guys heard, but actor Paul Walker died yesterday, I think it was.
Crazy.
Well, crazy shit. I mean, it was.
Was he blowing some dude in a car? In this?
No. He was not the driver, though. He was definitely the passenger. But they were going too fast.
I'm sure. I mean, obviously the whole thing is shitty. But like, he was coming back from like a charity event that he was running for.
I know. And you know what? He let this guy drive this brand new Porsche. I think it was rented. I'm not even sure it was new. The guy went too fast, and I'm sure Paul Walker was furious right before it crashed. You know, I'm sure he was really upset.
Oh, too soon.
It is ironic, though, if you think about it, that the dude died in a fiery car crash. Like, seriously, like.
I don't know if that's technically irony, but it's.
No, I don't think it's irony. I think it's more just coincidence. I think that's straight coincidence.
But it's a good one, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, seriously. Like, okay, this guy's driving his car. He's going really fast. And Paul Walker's not even driving. Maybe if Paul Walker had been driving, all of that training that he did for those.
Yeah, you would have to think that he would have been able to man the vehicle properly.
Yeah.
Well, you know, kidding aside, like, they do have a measure of training to do that stuff. So,
yeah.
And I'm not going
to
say he's going to be in 500, but. Like Tom Cruise, he went on that show Top Gear a few years ago, and he placed first in the put a celebrity in a reasonably priced car, you know, because he's always doing action movies.
Well, that's because, it's got nothing to do with the movies. That's because he's possessed by the spirit of L. Ron Hubbard, who has supernatural reflexes.
That's true.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
I feel bad for the guy because he, you know, I mean, I can't say that I enjoyed actually any of the movies I've ever seen him in. I really can't.
But I've been quiet this whole time because I've been feeling guilty. I'm like, I never liked any of his movies.
That's why you're on the show, Christy, because that's the kind of stuff that you're supposed to say.
Well, I didn't either, but I mean, like, from all accounts, he didn't seem like a douchebag, so I mean...
No. And, like, I don't know too much about him as a person, but I've read a lot about Keanu Reeves, and Keanu Reeves, like, he does make some pretty horrible movies. I can count on one hand the number of movies that I liked him in, but, like, as a person, he's a really decent guy. His whole acting career is basically to keep his sister alive because his sister's got like fucking long time leukemia or some shit. Like he's always donating to charity. The guy's like really humble. Like sometimes people fuck with him and he's like really cool about it. He gets up for old women on the subway. Like he'll get up and let an old woman sit down. Like that's the kind of thing that everybody should do, but.
But
you don't expect a Hollywood guy to.
Well,
I said old lady must eat or tired.
No, I usually let slip and sit on my face.
Oh. You're a perv.
No, Mick, what happens is you wait, you keep a seat open for the old lady, you wait till they're about to sit down, and then you shove your face under their ass real quick when they're sitting.
Well, yeah, so that's more detail as what I meant, you know.
I call it the stuffed Oreo.
I call it verbal ipecac is what I call it because I'm about to throw up. So I mean, I didn't love any of Paul Walker's movies, but, I mean, I don't have any he hasn't opened his mouth and said dumb shit. He never came off as somebody who didn't seem like he was grateful for his career or whatever.
And apparently, he died in a car accident.
Yeah. Well, that's the fucked up thing is that Kanye West, like, his face is fucked up because of a car accident, okay? Kanye West's face, yeah, the reason that his jaw is so fucked up, because Kanye West didn't always look like that. He didn't always have that, he wasn't always so jowly. But he got his face fucked up real bad in a car accident before he hit
it big.
Yeah, he flipped the car, and then just recently he got into another car accident.
Yeah, he's out of control.
Well, I'm just saying, like, why is Kanye? See, maybe all these fucking crazy assholes that say they talk to God, maybe they really do. Because I don't understand how Paul Walker, coming from a charity function, is in the passenger seat, and he's being a gentleman, and he's letting his friend, like, drive this fucking Porsche or whatever, and the guy kills him. Just, I mean, like, there were no survivors. Everyone was dead.
Right.
It was him and Paul Walker, and they both died. Like, I think the tree died. I think the road, like the stretch of grass that they peeled out on, that's all dead. Everything is dead. That was just a ball of death.
Yeah.
And yet Kanye West flips a fucking car twice, and he's still making really, really bad music.
Well, the music is the least of his issues. I don't mind it. Most of his music I like. But just
no, that's the thing. But that's, to me, he's always, the reproach of Kanye West has always been able, at least in my mind, even though we've talked about him endlessly on the show, is because I can't diss his music. Every single song he puts out is not my thing, but the majority of Kanye's catalog is something that I enjoy his fucking music. But that song, like, maybe he fired everybody who was helping him make good music in the studio, too, because... Like, I don't know who would have listened to that and been like, damn, Kanye, that's a hot track. You need to
maybe
make a video for that.
Let's blame Kim. Maybe it was her.
Maybe he just fired everyone and did it all himself.
like, on
his computer in the basement.
Probably shot the video himself, too.
Wait till they check out footage.com. They're going to be blown away.
You know what? I bet you he let Kim mix that song. I bet you he did.
I think so.
I bet you he did. And she goes to footage.com. I think she runs footage.com. We lost Christy. She's gone.
Speaking of awful things, did you hear the thing with the train this morning?
But a train on the Spite and Dival station in the Bronx derailed. 60-something people were injured, 4 dead, 4 confirmed dead.
Yeah.
Really? The Bronx?
Yeah, but I'm not sure. I didn't want to talk about that because that's really depressing and there's really no way we can spin comedy into that at all.
That's fine.
That's the only reason I didn't bring that up. But of course, Mick, leave it to you to bring up something that has absolutely no comedic value whatsoever.
Listen, it doesn't all have to be comedy. Does it? Since when?
It's got to. Well, it should be.
When was that?
And you're right. It's never been
comedy on the show ever.
Exactly.
No, I don't think there ever was comedy on the show. You're absolutely right. But we have, before we end the show, we should have, we have a couple of questions from people that we didn't get to last week. Yeah, because we didn't get to any of the questions that people actually asked last week. Let's do this. I've already talked. A good question was, what's the most embarrassing experience you've ever had? Lou and I have already talked about my most embarrassing experience, which was
mine as well,
was farting, getting called out for farting, basically in front of a whole store of customers and boarders. That was. The worst.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we've all told our bad war stories at some point.
That was super embarrassing. I think there was something even more embarrassing than that, because like that to me is at least funny in retrospect. But there's got to be something that. Who's this? Christy? Yeah. Christy. But there's got to be something that lasts. Like, I look back on that, and it sucked, and it was embarrassing, but, like, I'm laughing about it now. But we, I think right. we do all have things that even when we look back on it, we're like, oh, my God, I can't believe I ever let that happen to me.
See, I feel like that goes in the category of those stories we told about our failed dating exploits.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. And, damn,
yeah.
Christy,
you reminded me of the ants thing with my ex-girlfriend, Allison. I forgot that I did that. That's pretty embarrassing.
Wait, what did you do?
Wait, what about the ants thing? Oh, yeah, I told that, but I told that story for you. You want to tell it again? Lou. So he's gone, too.
He's gone?
It's just me and you, Mick. We've been abandoned.
Oh, well. What are you going to do?
So do you have any – well, that was your most embarrassing thing, I guess, was that chick, right, the one that you surprised.
Yeah. That was
– Is there nothing else that you've done that's, like, seriously – that's it? That's the most embarrassing thing you can remember?
I don't know. I mean, similar to your story, I got called out for farting in school once. But other than that, like, I thought it was funny at the time. Like, I didn't really think it was. But when, you know, my teacher was not amused.
Well, it was just the class.
What's that?
It was just the class that
you
farted.
Yeah, it was just music class. Yeah.
Well, didn't Tony have a pretty embarrassing story about how he shit himself, like, on a field trip or something?
I don't recall that, to be honest with you. It very well may have happened.
I think he shit himself in school. It was either on a field trip or at school, and he was in the bathroom, and he was, like, trying to figure out how to clean it off his underwear, and, like, people were, like, wondering what the hell was going on with him, why he was in the bathroom for so long. And
I really don't remember this, but it sounds hilarious.
You got to ask him about it. I think Giacconi might have. You got to find out from Giacconi, because I could have sworn he was the one who told the story. Mm. But somebody was like knocking on the stall door for Tony to come out, and they were like, "What the fuck is like? What's going on?" And he, you know, Tony was like 9, I think, at the time, and he's like, "What's going on? What's going on?" And finally, Tony was like, "I shit my pants, okay."
I totally have to ask him about this.
Yeah, you got to ask him about that. But we got, what are the other questions here? Most embarrassing experience. Who exactly let the dogs out? That's a stupid question.
Michael Vick.
What would you? Okay, so if we had to cast a video, a parody for Bound, what two celebrities would you put in that video?
Oh, jeez.
Like another parody video.
That's a good. Can we do another one with McLovin and James Franco's brother? You see the videos of them with the "That's So Hot." It's like on Funny.
No, I didn't see that. No.
They're basically just saying it. They're basically trying to out-gay each other, and it's pretty hilarious.
I think I would put Scarlett Johansson and Natalie Portman, I think.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that's who I put. Yeah, I don't give a shit if it's a parody or not. I just kind of want one of them naked and writhing around and the other one. That's all that matters.
Works for me.
We also have, I needed Louie to be here because I wanted to, like, have you heard, Mick, anything about in the past Coca-Cola hiring, like, thugs to push people off land in South America and stuff like that? Have you heard anything about that?
I haven't, to be honest with you. What are they trying to do?
No, they haven't done it recently, but there's been like a lot of report, a bunch of union leaders, and I think this is over like 10 years ago, maybe even older. A bunch of union leaders at Coca-Cola plants were murdered, and they—it's like eight of them systematically.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, but they none of the findings are inconclusive. But people are saying, you know, oh, you know, Coke, there's nothing wrong with Coke as a company, and while they may not be evil per se, they're still a huge corporation with really, really, you know, greedy interests. I mean, once a company gets that big and owns that many brands, like, it's really not, it's not hard for them to step over the line in a lot of ways, you know?
True, but I would also submit that they're probably not alone in that field, and obviously I have
no.
But I work for Pepsi, and I'm sure they're no better.
No. I doubt. And what I mean is, like, any company that gets that big is usually prone to some sort of shenanigans. Just because the bottom line is the profit margin, and that, like, you know, we've talked about before how, you know, sometimes when you see the end result of what you need to do, you're like, okay, do we dump this toxic waste in, you know, this really pristine little pond and get it out of our face and then face government sanctions and fees and stuff like that. That's
exactly.
going to cost us $10 million. Or do we spend $20 million to clean this stuff up properly? And they're like, well,
and
you
also,
know, it's going
to
cost.
To say there's not some backdoor deal going on, too, within the, you know,
yeah.
I mean, the FDA or whoever else they have to, you know, get regulated by and just say, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, kind of wink,
I just. So apparently the stuff that they had allegedly done in Colombia with the killing the union leaders and all this other stuff, it hasn't been proven, which to a lot of people means it's just conspiracy theory. But I don't think just because it hasn't been proven, especially in a place like Colombia, where getting official records of anything is, I mean, we're talking about a fucking third world country.
Yeah, basically.
You know, and I mean, and this country is notorious for having corrupt government officials. Like, what do you think
right.
it's like down in fucking the difference between us and Colombia is that our corrupt government officials are organized. Like, they've got ledgers and keep their corruptions organized. Down there, it's a fucking free for all.
Yeah, if anything goes, definitely.
You know, like, I was arguing with somebody online, but they're like, oh, produce the court documents from Colombia. I was like, do you think anyone in the world could produce Colombian court documents?
Right. Of course not.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I don't think even Colombia could produce Colombian court documents.
They probably don't have court documents. It's probably just, yeah.
Like, and I mean, it's ridiculous for that kind of burden of proof to be put on somebody who's just saying, you know, hey, maybe Coca-Cola isn't a great company. Not because they're evil or anything like that, but just because maybe they've done some shit that, you know, in the name of profit, that is probably unsavory, because that's what giant companies do.
Of course.
But
that's insane. That wouldn't surprise me in the least, just because I'm sure they're not the only ones.
The other thing is that, I mean, if you've ever, I don't know, I guess you've probably never had to deal with it, but there's been, like, if you've, like, my ex-girlfriend was Puerto Rican, and she was trying to get her birth certificate from Puerto Rico. And Puerto Rico is not technically a third world country.
No,
but,
it's
like,
not.
Other people who've had to get, like, their birth certificates from, you know, Jamaica or Guyana or something like that, like, that we're just talking about a birth certificate, and that's fucking impossible to do. Like,
yeah.
When they do finally get their birth certificate, it's 10 years after they requested it, and it's a piece of paper. It's like a piece of burlap signed by some guy that says, yeah, you were born.
Right. Well, even just trying to get visas to places is such a chore half the time,
yeah.
With all the bureaucracy and everything else. It's just, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I deal with that all the time in my job. People trying to get their visas to go away, and they're taking weeks and weeks and months because people can't get their shit together in these offices.
Right. I mean, the reason these things, I mean, part of it, one of the symptoms of being in a third world country is that they don't have their shit together, and that generally means government offices.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, we should probably just fly down to Colombia and find the nearest court reporter and say, hey, can I file an official request to sanction these court documents of the findings?
I have a feeling
of
we wouldn't get very far with that.
No,